Father, in Jesus' name, thank you again for the grace that has drawn us here to magnify your Son. Lord, to lift him up. Lord, to praise his holy name. Lord, to thank him continually for the blood, hallelujah, that flowed from Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for all the power in that blood. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that is upon the households of them that believe. Lord, strengthen us today in your word. God, increase our faith this morning. God, let it be a quick and powerful sword that works, hallelujah, in our lives this morning. God, turn it up. Lord, turn up the believing in our lives, God. That, Lord, we would just be quickened today to know that my God said it, and it is so. That we stand on the promises of God that are yea and amen. That, Lord, you do not lie. It is impossible for you to lie. Your word tried 7 times, Lord God, and your word is the only thing that endures forever. Lord, may we grow up in the word of your grace just a little bit more this morning, from glory to glory, a little bit more like you, in Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. If you'd turn, we'll start in James chapter 1. James chapter 1, we'll move. Yes, honey. I didn't hear you. He just left. He collapsed. Can somebody over there and help him out? Are we over there? Where is he? Is he? Oh. Okay, well, let's go on over real quick. And if the brethren had come, and we'll pray for him. Jesus, come in. Did he go? Where is he? Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Lord, you just come in right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we call upon the name above all names, the name, hallelujah, whereby we believe, Lord God, that name that parts seas, Lord God, that again calms the wind, Lord God, hallelujah. Come in, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Lord, we know the quickening power, the healing balm of Gilead. Lord God, hallelujah, we call upon that name, Lord God. God, continue to give my brother that wonderful prayer of faith, believing God, hallelujah, that this is a perfect work, Lord Jesus, that he will rule and reign together with you jointly, glorified together with his wonderful love, hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, God, just come in, Lord God, and restore this body. Quicken his body right now. Let him receive the word of the Lord today, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, you turn this into praise and thanksgiving. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Let the peace that passes all understanding, Lord, keep his heart and mind and his babies, Lord God. Let him call out, God, to you today, Lord. This healing be in the house, God, in the house of the Lord, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus. Yes. 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 Yeah. Yes. Praise you, God. Praise God. We're just going from glory to glory. And we don't. Let me tell you something. God's behind all that. You know it. He's making a move in ones that are going to make a move.
And them that don't want to make a move, they're going to be left behind. Praise God and believe him. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord in James 1, 23 and 24. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, his natural face in a mirror. For he beholds himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And as the Lord brought my heart to this, I've heard this many times, that man in the mirror. You ever stand there and look at that man or woman in the mirror? Stand there and wish you were something different. Stand there and somehow we've been trained that by looking into that mirror, we're going to make changes in our lives. I've been there. And you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing. I get that thinking, but see, that's man's thinking. And man's thinking will never fix a thing. How long has man been looking in the mirror? And what has man been seeing? Nothing. He's still like a dog returning to his own vomit. Man's evil is only getting worse. And the mess of man is only getting bigger. God never tells us to look at the man in the mirror. If you go on over to 2 Corinthians 3:18, this is our vision. 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Did you hear that? With an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. See, we see him and we're changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. All I can say is praise be to God. I thank the Lord that he showed me a long time ago, looking in that mirror at me, I never found one answer. Looking at me, it was hopeless. Looking at me, I got pretty discouraged mighty fast. But praise be to God, looking at him, I found every answer to life. Looking at him, praise God, not only did I get a hope, I got an abounding hope. See, the abounding hope of God, and I pray we'll receive this. His promises are not if they will happen. His promises are when they will happen. Oh, I thank God for that. I thank God as from a young boy, my mom was absolute by the grace of God in believing the Lord for our family. Oh, honey, it might not appear that way, but that's what your eyes see. See with the word of God, son, and you'll see the mighty hand of God taking those things which be not and letting you see them as though they were. And I so love that. I thank God. I know by the grace of God, my brother, hallelujah, because it says, by my stripes ye are healed. All right. Now, natural man would look and say, well, that's not a healing. That's sickness. Oh, no. That's the power of God changing my brother from glory to glory into the image of the Lord. Because that's the word of the Lord. See, someday it will be known. Someday it will be seen. There is a groaning that's going on for the manifestation of those sons of God. And someday they will stand with him in glory. And he will make known to all that I have loved thee. Amen. We get so trapped in these maybe 70 plus years you might get, but that is just a vapor in time, and know it. It's here for a moment and it's gone. We think somehow, some way, that the things of this life are so important that the things of this world should be magnified. And all I can say is shame on me The only thing is to be magnified as my wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I can't do that, but I know that the life of Christ in me changes me from glory to glory, even into the very image of the Lord. I thank God that he's worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord, praise God, that there's becoming a joy in my life that's increasing all the time. Because I'm finally getting it. It's about him. He's just so wonderful. I love to sing his praises during the day. I love, as I'm putting on my clothes, just to sing hymns. And oftentimes it drops me to my knees and I'm praising God in that tongue and spirit. Just thanking him, Lord. Could it be today? Will it be today? And even if it's not today, it's going to be. See, that's what's going to be. I don't know what tomorrow will bring on this earth or anything, but I know what eternity's bringing me. I know what, by the grace of God, the one thing that he's put on his heart. I know the one thing, praise God, that was on his heart, hallelujah, in ages past. I'm going to have a wife. Oh, yeah. And he shed that abroad, hallelujah, to be single purposed in heart. Fully purposed as those saints at Ephesus. That truly, as Paul said, if by any means I might attain unto that. Praise be to God. Now, man, we got to get back to him for a second. But man wants to look in that mirror. And praise be to God, we see here that all the answers, the hope, and every change that we're looking for in our life is in the face of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank God that the veil has been lifted. And into the Holy of Holies, praise be to God, we go. And the first thing that we see here when we see the face of our Lord is glory. And I love one of the meanings of glory. It means divine perfection. Isn't it wonderful to see his divine perfection? When you look into the word of the Lord, you see that divine perfection. But it's more than that. I see his divine perfection of his life that lives in me. Amen. His life lives in me. That's why they were singing today that he's taken away all my sin. You understand that? That's not because you got right. No. That's because by faith you believed. And in that moment of believing in Jesus, you change from death to life everlasting because you died. We have this baptism tank right here. That's what baptism is. That's what this represents. That you get in here and they immerse you underneath the water. And again, that's just a representation. If you go in here a sinner, you're coming right out a wet sinner. That's why by the grace of God, we better know anybody who's getting baptized in this tank. Do you believe in Jesus as your personal Savior? And I do, praise God, and we'll go under. And you go under that water, and that's, you've died together with him. Praise God. At the moment of believing in Jesus Christ, I died. Jesse died. Yes. And then, praise God, I didn't just die. I was raised together in the newness of life. I got his life now that lives in me. And now I'll tell you what a battle it is. Because I still got this old corpsey thing. It's called flesh. But it's beautiful to God because it's a fight. There's an enmity in that. Because all this can do if it goes after the flesh is it's going to yield to sin. But I got a new life that lives in me. That's who I am in Christ. And praise be to God. I can yield. Hallelujah. I can yield, and how I yield is I receive the word, the truth of the life that now lives in me. See, without this truth, I'll never get instruction. Just like people, how many people get saved? Millions and millions and millions of people get saved, but they never know the word of God. They never know the power of the life that lives in them. I thank God that they're saved. I thank God that we've got an infant here, but let's get the infant by the grace of God to grow up. And the only way that infant's going to grow is it's got to be nourished, just like any infant, amen? And it starts with milk. Can you imagine that? And that's exactly what the word of the Lord says. It starts with milk, the milk of the word, the sincere milk of the word. And there's great growth in that. But even a baby, as they become a toddler, they can't live on milk alone. The diet's got to change. They got to have more food, moving into strong meat. Isn't that something? And that's exactly what the Word of God says. We should be feasting on strong meat, brethren. And I thank God when we come in here because of the faithfulness of God, and that's it, we have strong meat. We feast upon, yea, the deep things of God. I don't want to be just a little infant, because His desire is for me to grow up. And to grow up, as the Word of God says, into Him in all things. This is this changing from glory to glory into the image of Him. And you think what brings glory to your life. It's not your meriting it. It's not what you've earned. It's not what you've done. It's called the grace of God. Amen? See, that's the glory of His grace. You take the grace, hallelujah, and you'll grow from glory to glory into His very image. Because it's His glory. I don't have any glory. He's got it all. But praise be to God, He gives it to me. And I begin to understand that He lives in me. And then that glory grows in me. All because of the grace of God that is with me. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it simple? Isn't it so easy? In the Word of God. And hearing the Word of God. I can see heads going, yeah, I get it. I get it. But you go out without a week of eating the Word of God, and you know what happens? You begin to get a little dizzy. I think I need to do this to be at favor with God or do that. No. You just need to be hearing the Word of God, and the Word of God changes you. Amen? And it's that love. It's his wonderful grace. This is what He does. See, that first thing that you see when you see Him is you see that glory. Hallelujah. And He wants you to change from glory to glory into His image. And that's what will happen as we look into the Word of God. We'll grow into the fullness, the stature. It even says into that perfect or complete man of God. Now I want you to listen to this, because this is so important. All the changes that you would ever want for good in your life are only found in the Word of God. You'll never find it anywhere else. All the changes for any good in your life will only come from the Word of God. You can waste your life with drugs. You could waste your life with alcohol. You could waste your life as the greatest champion CEO in a boardroom. You could waste your life as the greatest doctor that healed everybody from some disease. And the way that all wastes the life is by not going into the things deeper and further of the Word of God. Old man might pat you on the back. Man might say, oh, that was great. Look what you did for humanity. Only what's done for Christ will last. And we need to know these things and understand, brothers and sisters, that it's all right here in the Word of God in His face. See, I was thinking about the disciples. They were physically with Jesus. But they could not behold what we see right now. They could not see into those things because the veil was not written twain until He, hallelujah, died and rose again. Isn't that wonderful? I think about that and I love it. It says in Hebrews 6, we have an anchor of the soul that it anchors us in the Holy of Holies beyond the veil. We're anchored there. You see how jealous His love is to you? You just got to pay attention where you're anchored. Amen? We're right there. He's given all of this to Him. This is for His sake. This is for His purpose. Praise God. We just need to be enlightened with the Holy Ghost to see these things. See, when we look to the Word of God, hallelujah, and nowhere else, you'll come to know the grace of God. When you know the grace of God, you'll understand that you are fully able, hallelujah, because He is fully behind you and willing for you, praise God, in your life. His enabling grace will save you from everything. It'll never leave you, no matter what state you are in. Amen. I'll tell you what, you better begin to praise Him. And thank Him for this. Because I'm telling you what, brothers and sisters, but for the grace of God this week, you're going to go somewhere else. You need to understand these things. I've been dealing with folks that, I'm telling you, that had been ministered the Word of God. And I'm telling you, yea, the deep things of God, many years and many years. And I'm dealing with them right now. And it's amazing. You'd never have thought, how could they have drifted away from it? But for the grace of God, there go I. But for the grace of God, you're going to go right there. You just begin to praise Him for His grace. This isn't a fearful thing, but this is a thankful thing. This is a thing you get up and you say, thank you, Jesus, that I know this. And Lord, by your grace, you just keep me in this grace. Keep me a thankful heart. You must increase and I must decrease. As I begin to get haughty, as I begin to get puffed up, Lord, let me hit my knees quick. Let me get down. Hallelujah. Don't let me leave that lowly place. Remember those great trials of faith that God brought you through? Remember when you were just done and dead and everybody had discarded you and thrown you to the gutter? And yet God came in and he said, oh, I love you, honey. And he rose you up. But remember how good it was to be that low? Don't leave that low. That's the whole beauty of it. And grow in that lowliness because he will increase in that. That's the problem is we forget how mighty is our God. And the only way you're going to be quickened to this, brothers and sisters, is to be reminded time and time again of the word of God, hearing the word of God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. But in a moment, any of us, you think, oh, well, I know this. And I've heard it so many times. I know the bridal truth. I don't need to get in there all the time. You don't know a thing. You don't know a thing. This is the lover of your soul. Appreciated Brother John, tell me today. This is a certain thing. He was certain with this. This was it. This was the one thing. There wasn't anything else. We're in the age of the one thing. Nothing else going to satisfy. You ever been in love? Huh? You ever been in love? I'm thankful I have a wife. I'm in love with my wife. And I remember when we were courting and all that. And I appreciate I was reminded again today. You could have brought me any woman in the world. Wasn't going to satisfy. I wanted that one. I wanted that one. Oh, but you could have 10 of these and 20 of these. Nope. I want that one. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. He's so wonderful. He's given me to know this gospel. And I want that. I want his desire. That's the desire for my life, is his desire. Hit that mark for the prize, that glory, hallelujah, that he and the Father rejoiced in ages past. On this May 7th, don't look at the clock. You'll get lunch. This is even better. But on May 7, 2017, at around 12 o'clock, they're going to be gathered in here, Father. And there's going to be a little handful that are going to be aching with the desire, hallelujah, that we had in ages past. For me, Father, for me to have my bride. For me, hallelujah, that I gladly and joyfully went to that cross. That it was wonderful, praise God, when they put me in the tomb. That I knew by the power of God, I was going to rise in 3 days. Ascend to the right hand, send them the Holy Ghost to minister, praise God, this wonderful bridal truth to receive. What are we lacking? What are we lacking? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters. If we would ever really fully know how fervently and always the grace of God is for us. I was thinking again this week how madly in love grace is with me. Have you realized that? Grace is madly in love with you. Can't get over you. Won't leave you. Won't. Embraces you always with the biggest embrace, just all over you. And you're trying to get away, but you can't. And all it is just to turn back and embrace that lovely grace. How mighty. And I'll tell you what, when you begin to really embrace that grace, it will change you. This is the changing from glory to glory. Oh, my goodness, brothers and sisters, it will give you an assurance. It'll give you a knowing, hallelujah. You'll have an abounding hope and a vision of the man and woman of God you'd hope to be. See, without hope, we're done. You know that? When you don't have hope, there's no vision. But see, all the abounding hope, where is it? In the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost brings the abounding hope. Why do you think, by the grace of God, we encourage one another to come and worship and pray together? Why do we have a Friday night prayer meeting? Because we come in here to worship the Lord together. By the grace of God, to lift up our voices together and to be encouraged in the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you, there's many a meeting that don't worship. They don't in that regard, that part of worship. That's real worship. Yeah, worship's part of song, worship's all of these different things. But I'm going to tell you something. You need to come and to pray and to praise Him. Amen. This vessel, praise the Lord, that's just given up to God. You got to get over yourself and start surrendering it to God. It moves from here, praise God, into your home and into your work. That's when you begin to really walk in the boldness and the truth of the Lord as you begin to give it over to God. Brothers and sisters, going over to Romans 8, 24 and 25. It's so beautiful. It says, "For we are saved by hope. But see, hope that is not that is seen is not hope. See, hope that's seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." See how that is? See, he assures us by one thing, by faith. Faith assures you. And faith, praise God, gives you all the evidence and all the substance and all the proof of things that aren't seen. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it amazing? And it's an incredible thing. When you see, when you see by faith. And you see it as it is, and yet you have friends or different ones. Well, I don't see that. I don't see that. Well, I do. Can't you see it's right here? And it is. It's right here. It's right there in the Word. See, that's by faith. By faith, hallelujah, you see the Word of God. Amen? What in the Word of God would the Lord not want you to see? Nothing. He wants you to know all truth. He said, "I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth." He wants all men to know the truth. So we know He's not a respecter of person. So we know that He's told us that He wants us to know all truth, that that is the very purpose and will of God. Amen? But the only way that I'm going to know that isn't by just reading it. It needs to be read and studied and all of that. But I'll never know it unless I believe it. Unless I believe it. I must believe the Word of God, hallelujah, if it's going to work powerfully and effectually in my life. The Word of God is going on. It's going on. But who's it going on in? Amen? See, I want all of that, praise God, to be going on, hallelujah, in this life. And He assures us by faith in Jesus Christ with all that evidence and substance, hallelujah. And that includes all the things I want to have Him change in me. See, I can stand in front of that mirror and I can say, "Oh, I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm going to change this and change that and change," and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's like the plastic plant. It can look like it's working and it looks like it's real, and then it's not. It's a disaster. And then it hurts even more because it didn't change. It hurts more because you were going to do it of you and it's never going to work. But there's a key to it working. It's called patience. But see, we pray, we come boldly to the throne of grace. He'll give you the faith to believe now. But call it, even though it's not, as though it was. Amen. That's faith. That's faith. It's waiting on the promises of God. He that shall come will come. Do you believe the Lord's coming? Yes. Yes, I believe you know the Lord's coming. Praise God. But somehow there's other promises that are just too hard for God in your life. No, they're not. They're low-hanging fruit. Take of it, eat, praise God, taste the peach. Let it be exercised in your life. Walk in that freedom and joy. Walk in that absolute assurance that, you know, again, my God said it, and that's that. That's that. It's over. There's nothing else to be talked about. And that's okay. You can, don't be rude, but nope, don't want to talk about that. But, nope, not going to talk about that. But see, if we, nope, I'm not going to talk about that. God said it, and that's that. And then I'm telling you, you've just laid it right on the altar, and it's beautiful, and then you just go back to praising God. and that your life is a praise to God. And you continue to lay these things on the altar and just trust him completely for it. And I have to tell you, every time I've taken the grace to wait, hallelujah, I've apprehended. His faithfulness delivers. And it delivers not just what I asked for. Never like that. It's exceeding abundantly above all we asked or think. It's true. And it's so wonderful because you're asking for it to be done this way. And then you're going to be tried because it looks like it's getting worse. And it's never going to happen. And you thought, oh my goodness, so maybe I need to think it's going to happen this way. And it's like, no, it didn't happen that way. And then it looks like it's even getting more worse because I've moved again in the perception of, I'm believing you, Lord, but this is how you're going to do it. And it never happens, does it? Maybe once in a while, but not very often. It's always the way that I didn't think he would do it. And it's always greater and it's beyond and it's marvelous. And it gets you down to the point where you think it's over. But I'm going to tell you something. That bruised reed, hallelujah, it doesn't break. And that smoke and flax, it doesn't quench. Praise God. He is the one that keeps us going. See, let's wrap this up. If we are of him, why would I look to me? Think about that. If we are of him, why would I look to me? If I am his workmanship, why would I rely on what I can do? Amen? If my thoughts are not his, why would I try to figure anything out without the word lighting the path for me? Help me. Just pray for me. And I'll pray for you. Isn't it simple? But this is again why we need to be encouraged, hallelujah, in the word of God more and more all the time. Brothers and sisters, we can live by faith. Yes, we can. As a matter of fact, we do, but we can live by faith. You need to believe that. The power from glory to glory is backing us. By faith, not works. By faith, not by my might. But by believing his all-powerful word of God is for me. I'm learning to trust him. I'm learning to lean on him. It's a beautiful life. I'm learning to prove him. He loves to be proved. Yeah, I love that. He's my husband. That's a wonderful thing. Praise God. I get that. And it's wonderful when a wife rests in her husband. It's a good thing. You got one. Believe him. Hallelujah. I thank God that it's wonderful that we can be confident in his promises. And I thank the Lord, there's an intimacy in that. When I let them be made known to him. Do you ever speak the promises of God to him? I hope you do. He loves to hear it. He loves to hear his promises back to him. I believe that's like a sufficient witness to him that, Lord, I'm with you. See, you're with me, but I'm with you. I'm with you. You're my life. You're my existence. Your perfect love to me. Your care for me. How your grace is fervently in love with me. And in that, praise God, I rest. So as we close today, I love that verse. We all with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. From glory to glory by the power of his might. From glory to glory by his love being shed abroad in my heart. All I can say is, oh, what Christ can do in me when I know that he is for me. Because by the grace of God, from glory to glory, I can honestly say, we're beginning to look a lot more like Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? Because we're looking at him. There ain't anything else to look at. Don't be distracted. Don't let the chirpers get in your ears. Hear truth. My sheep know my voice. Believe him. Believe him. Let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Lord, you're so good to us, God, and that faith like a child. Lord, you did. You said it's so. Jesus, we thank you as we look into this wonderful word. We're transformed, the renewing of our mind from glory to glory into the very image of you. And Jesus, let us just continue to trust you and believe you. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for, again, all the grace that you've given us, from the songs to, again, just meditating upon you, to be able to pray, hallelujah, over a precious brother, the prayer of faith, believing God, hallelujah, that nothing's hard for God. Lord, perfect love casts out all fear. We thank you, Lord, that your word is a light and a lamp unto our feet. It lights the way, praise God. Let us just be bold now and walk in it. Help these families, especially parents, stand in their homes. No more cutting deals. No more, again, making side agreements. But standing in the word of God. Lord, that we would learn that you fight for us. Listen to that. You fight for us. And I love, Lord, that you fight for me. I thank God that I pray that wonderful psalm. When I call out in Jesus' name, the heavens are bowed. I thank God that the smoke comes out of your nostrils. Lord, there is a vengeance passion of love over my life. That, Lord, you deal with my enemies. And, Lord, most importantly, you deal with me, because you're the lover of my soul. Lord, thank you for your people that love you. Thank you for this family that you've given us. Lord, thank you for the love that you've instilled in us for one another. And Lord, may that grow, and may we treasure one another and treasure the vessels in this place. And Lord, begin to be more spiritual ones, and not looking at things that we want changed in our brethren, but Lord, that we would just pray with them and lift up their hands and appreciate any stride toward the truth. And Lord, just encouraging in love, Lord, that again, it's just you in us and nothing else. Lord, as we go today and gather downstairs, thank you again for everything that you've given us. Thank you for the food, ones that prepare it, Lord. Thank you for the love of the saints that, again, care for the saints in this place. Lord, let us have a sweet time of fellowship. Let us go singing hymns and melody in our hearts to God. We thank you for this precious time. We thank you for the communion we're about to take. We thank you that we do this in remembrance of you, that you gave yourself for us, that you gave yourself to die, that you became and were made sin for us who knew no sin. Thank you, beloved Lamb, and soon we'll see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.